Welcome to the Rise Daily Podcast. Here we choose healing. Here we choose growth. Here we will learn to empower one another to rise above our daily challenges. We are your hosts, Anita and Alicia. Let's get started. Welcome back, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Happy to have you. Thanks for joining us in this conversation today. We are going to be talking about celebrating the little victories, celebrating life, celebrating constantly.
I feel like when we talk about celebrations, it's usually big things like a wedding or an anniversary or a birthday or the usual type of celebrations.
Why wait?
Graduation.
Why wait when we can, when we can celebrate in the moments. Mm-hmm. It's the holidays. It's the holidays. I love this time of year so much. I just feel like it brings this feeling that I can almost, I just can't, it's hard for me to describe it, but it's just a celebration in itself. Mm-hmm. There's so many things in this moment to just reflect on, right? We get to reflect on a lot of things coming into December. And there's just so many things to celebrate.
Yes. And I want to say that it feels like it fosters a mindset of gratitude when we are showing those little victories and the little celebrations along the way.
Yeah, for sure. I also agree with that in a big way, because we have explained before previously that whatever we focus on expands. Mm-hmm. And so even though we may have hard things that we're going through, we still can celebrate the little victories, because otherwise our hurt or our moments of difficulty consume the little victories and they dissipate. And we need those things in place. We need to focus on those little victories and those little accomplishments so that those give us the momentum, those give us the fuel to keep seeing more. And we all know that attraction is a real thing. Whatever we're feeling or whatever we're experiencing is going to be what comes into our life more and comes into our life more. So, of course, if we're in a negative mindset, the more you're going to see the negativity that surrounds your life, the more that you're going to focus on that. Mm-hmm. But if we're more focused on the little victories, the little accomplishments, the little things, then we're growing those things. We're, like you said, fostering. I love that word.
Mm-hmm. In celebrating, it can be easy to do that for other people and to acknowledge them or congratulate them in different things, but it can be difficult for us to do that for our own selves. And so how do we do that for ourselves? What are the things that we can do or the steps that we can take so that we can turn that around and show ourselves that accomplishment, like the gratitude that we have for. And it doesn't have to be huge things. Like you said, they're just the small daily victories that we have, which maybe we could give some examples, you know, on that. But how do we turn it around so that we are, like, we feel like it's okay to celebrate ourselves and that we don't have to rely on or depend on somebody else to celebrate us? It can be just our own little
private little moment. Party, a private party. I'll give you some examples. Mm-hmm. For me, it's a thing that I have that I have to have a clean kitchen. I love a clean kitchen. If I have dishes in the sink the next day, it kind of starts me off on a little bit of a, okay. I mean, it doesn't take me down. Some days, if it's a little bit more of a struggle, it definitely could impact me more than others. Mm-hmm. But for me to walk into a clean kitchen in the morning is like, oh, the sun's coming in from the morning, and it just gives me this feeling of like happiness. And so for me, that's an accomplishment. If I was able to get the kitchen to the state that I love it the night before, mm-hmm. and I wake up to that, that's my number one little party right there, my private party. I'm like, yes, my kitchen's beautiful. It feels good. It makes me feel accomplished.
So then do you say something to yourself? Like, do you say, good job, I got the kitchen clean? Or yeah, what is it? Like, what's the actual
celebration
that you do?
Well, the feeling, for one, it creates a feeling of joy and happiness for me. But also, I do tell myself, thank you. Mm-hmm. I say, thank you, yesterday me. Yes. For doing this for today, me. I mean, not in those exact words, uh-huh. but I just thank myself for who I was yesterday, for giving me this gift as who I am today.
That's so cool.
Isn't that so? Uh-huh. It's silly, but do the silly things, because the silly things are what really help you along the way, you know, or just like what. When we're doing affirmations, mm-hmm. sometimes people will think, this feels silly to look in the mirror, look into my eyes and say these things to myself. It doesn't matter if it feels silly. If it works and it elevates you and it's building you, then you do the silly things. Because what are we trying to do? I mean, what are we trying to be? Be cool? Somebody cool wouldn't look in the mirror. I mean, I don't want to be cool then. I want to be silly, because I want to build myself. I want to build my self-esteem. I want to do and feel accomplished inside, not what it looks like for other people. So that's one example. Do you have one that you can think of?
Well, just something that came up when you were saying in the morning that's what you like to have done. Mm-hmm. But I think that you can even be, man, I got out of bed this morning. Good job. I got, you know, starting our day, because there can be times when it's difficult, but we still do it. And then showing the gratitude for, okay, now I'm up. Now I can, like, acknowledging those little moments and thanking ourselves, like you said, thanking is a big one, because that reinforces us to keep going. And it gives us that drive to, okay, we did that. Now we can do this.
Yes.
And
yeah.
It just keeps going. If we feel defeated and we give into that, which I know sometimes that happens, and we need to have our self-compassion again with that, but being able to make that little goal for that moment and doing it, or taking a shower, there's times where, you know, maybe there's not that energy or drive to want to get up out of bed and shower. But mm-hmm. when we do that, there is that sense of accomplishment of, oh, I did it. I did it today, you know? And so, yeah, little things like that can be such a big accomplishment in the bigger picture of the day, and mm-hmm. making ourselves feel like we're okay and that we're worthy of, feeling happy and content with those little things.
Let's get back in the shower, shall we? Yeah. I had a thought. Even the simplest things, like being present in the moment, mm-hmm. is an accomplishment, because our minds are reeling 100 miles an hour always. We're either thinking about the past or thinking about the future. Now, don't get me wrong. If you are the type of person that gets inspiration in the shower, wonderful. That happens to me. I get inspiration in the shower. But can you imagine taking a shower and just being present with the water rolling over your body, and like taking care of yourself, taking care of your body, having gratitude for your arms, your legs, the water that's running over your body. I mean, like, those things are a gift. Mm-hmm. All of those things, being present in the moment of bathing, is an accomplishment.
Yeah.
Sometimes we are so in our heads, and we're doing the things that we're programmed to do, like showering, that we don't get to enjoy. that moment. And that moment is worth enjoying. Like all those things that are just small little victories, if you stack them one on top of the other, they add up to a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of momentum in your life.
Yeah.
A lot of fuel that you're able to pour over others, and love that you're able to pour over others because you've poured into yourself, because you have allowed yourself to feel those, that love and that care. And so when you do that, there's more of that for you to give.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was just a thought that came in when you were talking about the shower. So
yes, I love it.
But speaking of habit stacking, the other thing is that once I walk into the kitchen, I feel the sunlight and all of that, it makes me want to write in my gratitude journal.
Mm-hmm.
I do that most of the time. That's another thing. That's a small victory for me.
Yeah.
When I don't do it, I see my gratitude journal lying all over the living room or in the kitchen. And I'm like, I'm going to do that later. It stays like part of my goal. And actually writing in your gratitude journal in the evening, if you don't get to it any, you know, like during the day, that's powerful too. To go to sleep with gratitude on your heart is a really powerful way to end the day.
Mm-hmm.
So all those little things, they're all, no one else is going to celebrate you for those things.
Yeah.
But you can celebrate yourself for those things. They're big.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing up the gratitude journal again. Every time you mention it, I'm like, oh, I need to get back into that. I was doing so well, like consistently every single day. And then little by little, I started missing a day here, 2 days there, a week here, a month now. You know what I mean? It's just, it like unravels so quickly. And then there's times I'm like, well, it's already been this long. What's the point? But really, I can pick it up today and start writing in it again. Or, I mean, there's just so many ways to do it, but
we all have our different strengths
or whatever, but yes. And it is just something that I need to have visible, like putting it on my bed so that I see it before I get into, because when I do journal, it's at night. I like to do it more at night.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And so
you're more steady with your meditation than I am. So it's okay. I mean, like it's the tool that you gravitate towards more, that just whatever that tool is. I mean, if you can do them, you know, several, that's wonderful too. But even just one is a victory. It's a small victory.
So let's talk about some of the bigger celebrations. I love that we as humans love to get together and celebrate. It creates memories. It just has like a sense of belonging, or creating traditions, or just like beautiful in the moment things that create future possibilities with each other, mm-hmm. you know, with,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's a birthday or any of the things that I mentioned earlier, anniversaries or different things like that. And I actually remember, like it was difficult for me to see that somebody was celebrating an anniversary, because I was like, I had my judgments of, oh, are they even happy? Are they actually, like, just all these things
yes.
that go through my head, because I had been through going through the divorce, you know? And so I was like, just had my own thing. And then one day I was like, oh my gosh, what is going on? Like, that is amazing that everybody's celebrating their anniversaries, and it's so great. Like, what a huge accomplishment. And I do see that as like a miracle that people stay together and, you know, they get to celebrate that. And so I had a huge shift in my attitude.
Yes. I think it's so human, though.
My
mindset.
It's so human. To just be like, oh, I am going to celebrate them and just congratulate them, because it's a big deal. It's a big deal. Yeah. I was just being in my sour state.
You were in your process.
Yeah. Yeah. I was. But so
you
that's
were in your process.
That we can see that sometimes it is difficult to celebrate others, but we can also maybe take a look at, why is that difficult? Why am I not willing to or want to, you know, celebrate somebody getting a promotion at work, or whatever it is. There's so many different scenarios that we could talk about, but
for me, that is just such a human thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so human for us to feel maybe less than or jealous or whatever the human emotion is. Mm-hmm. And it was part of your process. You were in the middle of something that was hurtful.
Yeah.
But can I tell you something? Mm-hmm. You have been spearheading the victory, the celebration in our family in such a big way, because once you went to the next level in your healing, you went to the other side, Alicia. You were not, you may have been there at one point, but then you went so like all in on celebrating other people. Mm-hmm. It was so awesome to watch. It impacted our entire family. We all began celebrating so much more for other people than we've ever done. Have you not noticed that?
Oh, I haven't noticed that, but
oh my gosh, yes. There's so much that has come from your process that has impacted our entire family, that has rippled through our whole family. And you began celebrating others in such a big way that it was inspiring. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh my gosh, wow. And you would literally create this energy from the way that you were celebrating others that just stuck to everyone. And so because of that, I have even celebrated people more. And that's such a beautiful thing, because guess what happens when we celebrate other people's successes?
More success too.
Yes, you attract it into your life. And what does it do when we're judging other people's successes, mm-hmm. or thinking about it in a negative way? You're literally blocking those things from coming to you. Mm-hmm. And so by getting to the point where you were so generous with your celebrating other people's successes, you have opened the doors completely to receive mm-hmm. your own. You know, so it's so beautiful and so awesome. I love it. That's a huge, huge journey that you've been on, and you're reaping the rewards now.
Thank you. It has been really great. I'm super thankful.
So thank you for telling us what it was like in the beginning, even though it's hard. And, you know, it's very human for us to admit those things of how we mm-hmm. view.
Yeah. So what are some of the bigger things that you do to celebrate yourself? Like for me, if I feel like I have accomplished a certain goal or something that I've had on my mind to finish a project or do things like that, like there was a point where I never did celebrate anything along the journey, because mm-hmm. it just wasn't taught to me and I didn't realize it until I started hearing about that it is important for us to celebrate things that we, even if they're little things, but I love chocolate. So there's just so many things that I have done where I will go and get some Mrs. Kavanaugh's and just enjoy it and love it and be in that moment of, oh, I did this and I'm going to just enjoy this for myself. Or it could be that I go out to dinner with friends or lunch with friends or take a hot bath. I mean, there's whatever it is that I feel like this is how I'm going to take in my moment. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter how long I take, you know, enjoying this for myself, I'm going to take that time.
That's another, we're back to the private party.
Yeah.
Right. And why wouldn't we make that a goal, to like have so much fun with ourselves. Why wouldn't we want to love our alone time and be able to just do the things that make us happy and celebrate all those accomplishments? And that should be a goal. I think it's a wonderful goal. Mm-hmm.
Even one more thing, even buying myself flowers.
Yes. Like, I have done that. Buy yourself the flowers. Mm-hmm. Yes, I love that so much. First of all, I need to go back to one more thought on celebrating others, because you had mentioned at the beginning of our conversation that it's so much easier to celebrate others. And I just wanted to bring us back around to that really quickly, because sometimes it's not. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's creating a negative mindset or a scarcity mindset or whatever it is that's lacking in our lives or creating a void. And so I'm glad that you shared your process, because if you're in a place where it's hard for you to celebrate others, then that is a big first step. I think that that's a big first step, to just be aware of how you're reacting to whatever you see on social media, or, you know, someone that is on a trip, or somebody that's under the palm trees. I mean, like, pay attention to how you respond in that moment. Mm-hmm. Are you thrilled for them? Mm-hmm. Or are you going back to, we haven't done that in a long time, and creating like some sort of issue with your husband because you haven't been somewhere in a long time, or a picture and he has no idea that you saw that picture.
Yeah.
You know, like, pay attention, because all those little moments and the feelings that come up around those little moments impact our lives in a huge way.
Yeah.
The same way as those little victories and those little celebrations impact our lives in a huge way. Like, pay attention to those things. So huge. So huge. So, just see how you feel about those things. And so for me, I'm going to share a very personal experience of a time where my family, made such a massive impact on my life during a time that I was going through a very difficult period that no one even knew I was going through. And I was in the middle of a project that was so hard on me emotionally and also physically. Mm-hmm. But it was a project that we knew would be the most rewarding once it was completed. Mm-hmm. But because we knew it was going to be the most rewarding, it was also the most difficult. Mm-hmm. And it took a big emotional toll on me. And I wasn't even aware of where I was. I didn't realize. Sometimes that happens to us. Sometimes we think that because we're in a setting where we're around people that we are supposed to trust, or maybe it should be a safe place, sometimes we find ourselves not feeling our best selves in those moments. And so I had gotten to that place where I was in a really low state, and you guys celebrated my birthday.
Well, and
I know, and it literally caught me so off guard that I was like, am I really this big of a deal?
Did you not know?
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting that we can allow ourselves, even with all of my knowledge and all the things that I've learned and all the ways that I understand things working, we can still find ourselves in those moments, like, almost unaware. So please give yourself grace. Mm-hmm. It's like this massive journey of learning, of falling, of failing, of starting over, standing up, learning, falling, failing. It's always this huge journey of those things. And I was completely unaware of my state. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't feeling good. It was difficult. I knew I was going through a hard state. I just didn't understand how much it had affected me. And so that celebration, in one day, you rebuilt my understanding of the value of who I am. That's the power of a celebration. Like, it, and it just kept going. You guys just kept like celebrating me so much that it washed, almost just washed all that away. I'm like, wow, okay.
It was a cleansing.
It was a cleansing. It was an awakening. It was all the things. I'm not even kidding you. It was such a powerful day for me that it brought me back to life. That's the power of a celebration. So thank you so much for that. I'll never forget that day. It will have an impact for me always. And now, don't get me wrong. Birthdays don't always have to be that big of a deal. And I'm just giving you an example of the power of celebrating someone. Now, I've also, like, I just recently had a birthday, and I'm not saying in a way that I faulting them or any other thing. Just, it was funny. It was a funny awareness, let's say, that this year somebody just said, oh, I didn't realize you were still celebrating birthdays at your age.
Hey, the older we get, the more we celebrate.
I'm like, freak, yeah, I'm celebrating my birthday. Every year that I'm alive is a celebration that I got to spend another year on this earth with my family, having all the life experiences, good ones, hard ones, it doesn't matter, but I got to feel all the feelings one more year. And so just because we're getting older doesn't mean it means less. It means more, because aging is a privilege. Mm-hmm. It is a celebration and life is so fragile that it's literally a true blessing to still be here and being able to be together. And that leads me to when you said the gatherings, the family gatherings, the big celebrations. I mean, we are having big celebrations right now.
Yeah.
Our dad is 94.
Next week. He'll turn
next week. And we are having like some sacred moments, some very special, powerful moments in our family, because his life has been a victory.
Yeah.
And those moments that we gather together will always be priceless. Mm-hmm. They'll always be a treasure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love those moments together. And those moments could easily just pass us by if we weren't intentional on, hey, let's get together. Let's bring some soup.
yes.
Bring a tree, and you know, like doing that. Those little moments, they become the big moments of our lives.
Yeah. Life and those moments are celebrations. Mm-hmm. Like every one of those things are something to celebrate, that we still get to be together right now in this moment is a celebration.
Yeah.
And so the more we focus on all the celebrations life has to offer, the more it will feel joyful, the more celebrations we'll have, because literally every moment can be a celebration.
Yeah, I feel like we're creating peace around everything too, because we are taking the extra time and the family time and the conversations and just slowing everything down more than we usually do, that's building our peace and comfort with, you know, just having that gathering and knowing that dad's another year older and we're spending as much time together as we can, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, for sure. And also, I was just going to say that it feels different than what the pace of the world is, mm-hmm. and or what may appear as cool or not cool. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. You do have to pull yourself out along with the family to create those sacred moments of celebration. It was really funny because at Thanksgiving, we just kind of went around and we asked everybody to share just a little something that they're grateful for our parents, which was it comfortable? No. Was it awkward? Yes. And I'm speaking for our children, right? I had some of our kids come up and say, gee, how much do I owe you for the therapy session? You know, like all these funny little comments of like, oh, don't put me on the spot, you know, but it was the most precious moment. Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful that we made that happen, even though everybody looked at us like, oh, we're going to go in a circle and did no. It was powerful.
Yeah, it really was.
So stand your ground on making those moments happen. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what it feels like initially, like if it's, you know, the cool thing to do or going with the flow, you're going to be so grateful that you had those moments in the long run. So, yeah. It was fun.
It will be something that our kids remember forever.
Yes, absolutely. So special.
And I think they'll remember what they said. If anything, it will remind them of what they really do love about mom and dad and the wisdom that they give to our family. And
it was powerful for me. And I already knew, but it was amazing for me. Like I was like, wow, everything that was their goal, our parents' goal, they accomplished, mm-hmm. which is so beautiful, so amazing. So we want to just leave you with create those little moments and celebrate your little victories and create momentum with all those victories to go into the holiday season and just really get what the holiday season is meant to be, which is being present, creating joy, creating peace, and being together and creating memories, all the beauty.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Create more celebrations.
Yes. Thank you, everyone. We will see you next time.
Enjoy your holidays, everybody. Yes. Thanks for being here. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.